Es kann so sein, dass ich mich nicht sagen kann, wie man mich hüten sagt, es war im Daf Samach Ches. Sagt der Mishnah, any possible person who did the Malika of a bird carbon, the Malika is possible, but it prevents the bird from giving off to Mr. Vela if it's swallowed. If a Kayin does Malika with his left hand, or at night, or if he shechted Chulin birds in the Azar, or Kachin birds outside the Azar, he shechted it, the birds will not give off to Mr. Vela if they are then swallowed. If a Malika is done with a knife, or if he did Malika on a Chulin bird in the Azar, or on Kachin bird outside the Azar, or if Malika was done on Toyrin birds that are still too young, or on Bnei Yoin that are too old, or to a bird whose wing has withered, or whose eye has become blind, or whose foot was cut off, the bird will give off Tumas Avela if it's swallowed. The general rule is, any bird whose psul is in Kodesh will not give off Tumas Avela if it's swallowed. If the psul is not in Kodesh, the bird will give off Tumas Avela if swallowed. Zochting Mar Rav said, a Malika done with the left hand or at night prevents the bird from giving off Tumas Avela if it's swallowed. If the Malika is done by a zar or with a knife, it does not prevent the bird from giving off Tumas Avela if it's swallowed. For Akhtar Mar, why is that a Malika done with the left hand accomplishes something, meaning it prevents the Tumah, since it must be because it is an Avoida done with the left hand, that's Kasher on Yom Kippur. And Malika done at night accomplishes something, also preventing Tumah. Why? Since burning of the limbs and the fats may be done at night. But how come Malika done by a Zar doesn't accomplish this, even though a Zar could do some type of Avoida by doing the Shechita of a carbon? The answer, Shechita is not an Avoida. For Akhtar Mar, we find that Rav Zeira learns from a Pasuk that the Shechita of the Par Aduma by a Zar is possible, which means that it definitely is an Avoida. Paraduma only has kedusha as mom, only has a monetary kedusha, and therefore the shechita is not an avoid at all. The reason it needs a coin is based on the pasuk. Remember, we should say that the coin is needed for something which is only has monetary kedusha, and therefore shows that its shechita is an avoida. It should surely be needed for something that has full kedusha guf, and its shechita should certainly be considered an avoida. Emphit the Gemara, Rav Shisha, the son of Ravidi, said we find that saras has to be seen by a coin, even though it has nothing to do with being an avoida. The same is true for the shechita over here of the paraduma. Remember, we see that the avoida of a zor was valid on a bama. Why shouldn't that be enough to have it accomplish something? Mara says, we don't learn things from the case of Obama. Frank Mara Bryce learns from Obama that something of Kodeshim that was taken outside of the Azara and is then brought up onto the Mizbech is not taken down. Mara says, nah, the Tana actually learns this halacha from the pasuk of Zois Toras Ha'ila. Zok Mara Vayit Rabbi Yechon and said, if the Malika was done by a Zara, it does prevent the bird from giving off to Mizavela if it's swallowed. But if it was done with a knife, it does not prevent the bird from giving off to Mizavela if it's swallowed. Frank Mara, the Mishnah said, any possible person who did the Malika of a bird carbon, the Malika is possible, but it prevents the bird from giving off Tumas Avela if it's swallowed. Now, according to Rabbi Yochanan, we can say that the koil, the any, what does it mean, any, that comes to, when the Mishnah says any, it comes to include a Zar who does the Malika. However, according to Rav, what does it come to include? Emphit the Gemara, it comes to include a Malika done with the left hand or at night. In fact, those are listed explicitly in the Mishnah. The Mishnah first states it as a general rule, and then explains it with what it's referring to. The Gemara of the Mishnah said the general rule is any bird whose psul is in Kodesh will not give off Tumas Avela if it's swallowed. Now, according to Rabbi Yochanan, we can say, what does it mean, call any bird? Over here, it comes to include a Zar who does the Malika. However, according to Rav, what does it come to include? Emphit the Gemara, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, how would you explain the next phrase of the general rule? The next phrase, it says, if the psul is not in Kodesh, the bird will go off Tumas Avela if it's swallowed. How do you explain that? Rather, we can say the first phrase comes to include one who shechts kodshim birds in the Azar, and the second phrase comes to include the malika of a chulim bird outside the Azar, which would give off Tumas Nevela. Where it says, is a brice that clearly says, like Rabbi Yochanan.